eats less than a kazayis, drinks less than a viz, it's not a gebrocha asroida. Some say that if you eat a beria, which means an entire fruit, a whole grape, or a whole, even one piece of the pomegranate is considered a full fruit, then you make a gebrocha asroida and it's even less than a kazayis. So therefore, one should avoid, if you're eating grapes, make sure that either eat a half a grape or eat a kazayis of grapes. Same thing with pomegranates.
Yeah.
If you took out the pit, if you don't eat the pit, then it's not considered berries. If you eat an olive without the pit, it's not considered a berries. There's also discussion about a brocha chayim drinks. If you make it, if it's the shears kezayis or the shears revius. Therefore, also you should avoid, if you're drinking a drink, either drink less than a kezayis, which is very small, more than a revius. Once, so it's safer. It's not a lot, it's an idea. Some places they make Kiddush in the morning on Shabbos and whiskey and a little shot glasses, the pillows. And not, the should not be two things. At least one from Rabbi's food. Said that the whiskey is made out of grain, so it's not a mashke. The neighbor shares the values, that little cup is the size of an olive. There's a lot of questions about the shot. You can say it over on Purim if you want. But, anyway, I was once by a person who wanted to make a whiskey made on a piece of whiskey. He was able to hold it. I don't recommend it either.